Pita emetụla ọkpụkpụ ahụ aka.
Fún ojúlówó àṣà àti ìṣe ilẹ̀ adúláwọ̀, ẹ máa gbọ́ Dúdú Spray FM.
This is Dúdú Spray FM, an African radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. This is AY and this is Dúdú Spray. Of course, many thanks to Dúdú Spray FM, the first and only truly pan-African radio, because it is with Dúdú Spray that we can have this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We are here to discuss something very interesting today. We had a very wonderful conversation the last time, and I'm very happy to welcome everybody today. I am your honorable host, Damine. I am Jodavin Lola and Damine. So I welcome everybody who is here today. I welcome our very own Ajoke Ade. It is so good to have you on today's show. I welcome our very own mommy Adekemi Adetoye. It is very good to have you on this show. I welcome you, Ojo Oyinlola. It is very good to have you on today's show. And Ileri Oluwa Saifa Omo Oba. We are so happy to have you on today's show. African Youth Parliament. Today on African Youth Parliament, we want you to know that we love to discuss things that most people shy away from. We like to discuss topics that people don't want to talk about. And it is always very fascinating because most topics people just shy away from it. But here is where we trash it. We are not afraid to talk about it. And we're very proud to express our opinions ungagged. And so once again, I welcome everybody. And to those watching us live on YouTube, to those watching us live, so we say thank you very much. To those listening to us on Dúdú Spray FM, on the app, on the news radio, we say thank you very much. Join us. Please follow us up. Today, we are going to have a very wonderful conversation. Thank you very much. So what we are discussing today, we've been following it up. Today is the part four of effects on colonialism on Africa. This is a very beautiful continent, the dark continent, the wonderful continent. We've been once colonized. The Berlin Conference is something we can't forget. And yes, the effect is still lasting, but gradually we've been washing it away. So one of the effects that we are still clearing up is on our food culture. So now in Africa, as diverse as Africa is in language and culture, we're also very rich in food. In fact, we have something called the food culture, the African food culture. There's a beautiful way we eat. There are things we eat. There are ways we live life. But we can see that some things are creeping in. Of course, don't say we shouldn't try new dishes. Don't say we shouldn't do things outside. We shouldn't welcome extra dishes, foreign dishes, of course, fascinating. But we just want to explore African dishes, know and understand what has crept in and understand the cultures we might have absorbed from older cultures that might not be good enough for us, and just understand what we are doing all together. So as the host of today, as the speaker, I won't be the one to express my opinion alone, and we'll be welcoming everybody, all our honorable panelists, to join in this conversation. And if you are listening to us live right now, feel free to comment, and your comment will be broadcasted live too. So thank you very much. So right now, first, we have to understand that Africa has so much food. There were things we didn't eat in the days of our fathers. You know, let's start with the things we ate, of course, and the things we still eat till now. We eat nuts a lot. Africa don't joke with nuts. Africa is where, you know, the part of Africa where I'm from, we eat lots of pepper. My mom still jokes with it a lot. Like pepper, from Africa, near with any jata, possible, I lie. We eat pepper. We enjoy so much pepper. And again, we eat fruit. Fruit is very, very important, very, very compulsory. we enjoy fresh vegetables. You know, there was a time when we didn't have these freezer refrigerators and so on. And our fathers had the opportunity to pluck things from trees, from the tree to the stomach. And it was so wonderful then. Apart from storing it up for a very short period of time, not storing it for years or for months before it gets here. You know, days when we still had to plant, we could plant where the cash crop rules were not holding us back, where you don't have to. Well, a lot of things. I won't be able to talk about that today. So, but Africa, we had various meats we used to consume. I don't know if in those days there was anything like, if we had anything like vegetarians, you know, vegetarians who couldn't consume meat and so on and so on. So we consumed even to nuts and seed and different oils. And this was Africa. And still, we still enjoy many of these things there. But now, we now have things like ice cream that research has been making it known that these things are causing, is it cancer and liver problems or kidney and even lung problems these days. And there's a lot of things we now consume these days that are very unhealthy, even as small as chocolate. You know, I was even reading how chocolate came in, but I wouldn't like to talk about that today or not even now. How they started with chocolate, the first chocolate that were made, in what image they were made, and so on and so on. But that is not what we'll talk about today. So, but now let's start. So, okay, good. So we'd like to start with one person now. So the first person we'll start with, of course, will be, let's start with Ojo Oyinlola. So Ojo Oyinlola, what do you know about African food culture? And what effect of colonialism have you recognized? And what would you like to see about it? So please, Ojo Oyinlola, let's hear from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host, and thank you very much to this Free FM, the first and only Pan-African region, for this opportunity. Yeah, effects of colonialism on our food culture, on African food culture. Though I don't know much about African food stuffs and like that, but at least the little I know, I was to say. What I know is that I know Africa actually has a lot of good foods. Our meals are very okay. We eat good foods the way our forefathers do then. Yeah, we really can't, some tribes in Africa can't really do without nuts. Nuts are very important. In fact, there are some particular way, like in, there are some cultural beliefs whereby we need nuts. We need all different type of nuts. A lot that those nuts, they don't just mean food, not just for entire, not just for refreshment. You need them, they have to be there. For example, now, according to the African culture at times, now, in the shrine, if you want to do some several things in the shrine, sometimes you don't have popcorn, sometimes you need this popcorn, at times you need yam, sometimes you need complete African food at times. If you don't have these African foods, it can't work. And on the normal ground now for refreshment, our foods are really okay. Very, very okay. But now, according to what colonialism has caused now, we now eat processed foods. All these processed foods, we eat canned foods, like foods that have been prepared for a long period of time. Foods as if like sardines. Now, these sardines now, you see the manufacturing days. Let's say you got a sardine, you see manufacturing days. It has been manufactured over 4 months ago, and you want to hit that. Those chemicals they use to preserve these foods, actually, I don't think they are okay for the body system. Eating the food has been preserved by chemicals. Some now, the fishes we hit at times too, they've preserved the chemicals. They've been freezed in the fridge for a very long, in the freezer for a very long time, long period of time, and now we keep on eating processed food, canned foods and others. And now they really affect us. They affect us a lot. But we just need to get ourselves back. We really need to go back to the true Africanism. Our forefathers then, I don't think they eat anything like food, like the third day food or so, no. They eat fresh foods. Though I understand the fact that we need fridge at least to preserve our foods. But I'm sure there are other ways, there are other things to do than eating foods that just has chemicals. So I've said it, I don't know much about it, our foods, but all I can say is that African foods, actually, they are very nice. Very, 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 very nice. But so we just need to We need to get ourselves. We need to go back to the true Africanism. So thank you very much, Honorable Host.
Okay, thank you very much, Ojoinlola. I really appreciate that. So you have shared your opinion, and we really appreciate that. So we wouldn't take too much time, but we'd like to go straight to the point too. So, you know, I was still reading on the effect of preservation. You know, when you preserve your food, I was still reading about that some days ago. So, and we realized that no matter what, no matter the kind of ingredients you use to preserve your food, maybe just even the healthy ones, non-healthy ones, at the end of the day, it will cause, it is carcinogenic, you know. It can lead to cancer, Jack of Leven. It can always, even though you use natural preservatives, it can still lead to cancer. Not talk of using chemical preservatives. So, and this thing can also affect the health. It can even trigger breathing problems. It can cause bronchitis, or and even asthma, a lot of things. But of course, I would like us to share our opinions on this and so on. So now we should call the next person. The next person, Ilerioluwa Cipher. So Ilerioluwa, what opinion would you like to share on this? What do you think? What is your point? Where would you like to drive at? What would you like to say on this topic? So Ilerioluwa, that way. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Honorable Speaker. It's a great pleasure to have you in the meeting. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for this wonderful opportunity. Well, when we're talking about food and the impact of veganism in Africa, I think this food issue goes a long way, because a lot of times I've seen people eating food and I'm like, wait, is this food truly an African food? And they're like, yes, African food. Like, ah, no, yo, wow, no, Jerry, no. That's because we've lost that food that we used to eat. Like, my mom said one thing some months ago. She said, when she was still little, I was like, eh? I was like, Christmas, that is once in a year. But now, in Lagos State, we eat rice every day, sorry, every time, morning, afternoon, and night, rice. Wow! I went to, like, in my school, Oyo State, Aro, Amala, Oso, Inyo, Ale, Yoko. I was like, ah, same combination. I'm tired of it. They were like, that is what we should be eating. One year, you see, one year, yeah. And then they canned food, processed food, canned corn beef. In fact, Dama was telling something some days ago about hot dog. Yeah, he still needs to research about hot dog. What are the effects of hot dog? Like, it's even true, self. I'm going to Nigeria here. Sherry, it's not about my father, the father can preserve. There's 1 month, so I think my father can preserve food. Maybe there's fridge, there was no fridge that time. It's a lie. Madam, I will preserve my mom with salt. Nothing go do harm. Oh my consumer, I know. Nothing go do harm. Oh my God, I'm not going to fridge man. Nobody consumer, I know. I be on my own. Oh my God, my aunt gets you the oriaja. Maybe see we can kitchen one. Maybe see maybe only that see what's in there. No, the eat the frying the mom wherever it is. Don't want the shape. Oni yon drink on koni mu. That jag gone. My consumer. Don't tell me say there's no fridge then. So they were not able to preserve their foods. No, they did. And then there's nothing like food waste. Because some of us in the water, some of us call Amala in Mary. Oh, never call Amala in Mary. Because that is bang it. So they call our Mary and Billy. They will never call Amala in Mary. Because some of us will be at the same time, I do lewa. Some of us call be a strat to lewa. And that's not going to waste. Imagine some Batibu so cool. Was the other one? What by a share? You know, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to want it to do it. What I go here, a back belly, I'll be a new back belly. Once who da, all that look, She won't want to hear his name. And his name, yes, his name. She won't want to hear his name. He was like, ah, can you hear his name? Even before then, I was like, there's no particular fruit in Yoruba land. Oh, shop in the go. Olojodomo. This fruit, oh my, quite a lot. But see, oh, but see, la, me ori gi elije. Oh, so ye, oh my, wale gi, oh my, kpo. I want see, oh, buy it, see, la, oh la, ori gi, eh, see, elije. And he was like, ah, you don't say we're here. And then I said, you're the old request when you see. When you want to play, or you don't want to see me, Mama, crack on Puka at one land. Oh, my lad, you get over to Allah, is my you. Oh, my uncle, oh, my papa, because he's following you, see, and I'm going to do that, crazy. For me, it's the old man, do. Somebody is fine for funny. I'm a young guy, I'm a young boy. Oh, my, see, senior, be. You have a job, is it? Every Saturday, every Saturday. Oh, you ready? Good. Oh, you ready? Good. Eva. Ah. Surely, I want to be. There's some foods that very very nourishing. I just say, but yeah, we have to be young. If we go to this school, to local, yeah, ah. I my grandmother not being here for since she leave money. I'm all local. I talk about what you want to do. Bo, local, no matter, no matter who. Won ji lawo bayi to ji bayi eyan se ready won se eyan se pe eni kan logun eyan merin o wa ko tip tap do la ni po po o wa pa won se ti dele but nowadays even go o bi mi go la je se ko ti e won je se ka iji lo bi njo bi Mr. Beast won pa le ojumo that African food as in lose as in lose ojo ni mo je African salad like so there's a particular thing you call African salad wow o dun bi. So like, and I'm a some of the others were to say, I'm a vegetarian. Vegetarian. Is a lie. My papa does eat vegetable pass you. Fresh vegetable. When is one there? Can food. Only for you vegetarian. Is a lie. You're a vegetarian to me. On your can food. Only vegetarian. How come? Then talking about school and not and no. So about key, I want Jesha. What do you keep Jesha? One in Jesha Shere, Unile Obi. Because realize that we Yorubas, Obi is one powerful tool. It's one powerful food that we eat a lot, we consume a lot. Obi, Orobo, on top of Shere. What are you about to need Omini Eje Obi? Because Obi is a thing that only a particular, like, only a Imoya Akbere, like, big significant in Yoruba. In fact, in Africa a lot, in Africa in general. Obi Orubo. I won't it won't there will be. I want to see once he processed. I be one on the go. I and the man we are going some days ago. I be some weeks ago. One jedi or injedi. And they were like, same the same one job, same one go. I buy it. I don't know. Our food is our drugs then. But listen, no man power. If symptoms to persist after 7 days, please call the doctor. But no one was sure. If I want processed medicine, I don't know. I want to go then, But Timothy, that's school saying, I can say that Timothy Mumango, maybe a meta, Timango, because Mango Tonko, I see you, Mango, see, once if you come back, Mango, do you know my car, that's a good motion. I'm a come back, see, oh, Mata, fresh food don je not processed food and jensen elo mi nsin mo ani pe o fe so nje o fe sefo o fe fi rusi lo to mi no ma fi rusi iru di new dress amo won ati so yin ru bi emi ta no bi emi orin o a pe iru iru last season of be awon to so da mi nko new dress not the bean itself wa so you tell emi ba ti no, I mean hygienic. Hygienic, you call? That's not hygienic. On for nutrients, no, corona. So people just wonder every day, man, should be Monday nutrients. Oh, yeah, nutrients. Due to what power? On your bottle, she time the hunger. Aro, bread and tea. Or some complex. Ale, rice. Sheets, Roger, with your body. Imagine. I have a family. Ah. Oh, but when man go ani, on my job, kakuto mo koyogon. Only ki o mo shonu. Oba jida ro la kusu. Mo akonja mala. Daya mala. Onse ma akon ma koko. Eko mo akosino kula. On love me show me. That's in. Buruko nutrients. Eko. Have you tried buying that pap? Pa eko elewe. Imagine boy wa ni we. Kef posino abo. Ewa komisi. That is sugar. Kef wa. Abi ma de sugar si. Eko bo pa lo mi mete ni ma gbe mu nutrients ni te ba sick hospital be enoshi pani ko lo je ko won se ni le ki olo mo ko start imagine ibo abi omo won ni fologi won ma po ko start fun e ma ra omo ko ni se gbe omo mi ada bi sigidi omo langidi ko ni se gbe ko ni se sham gba ti won won ti fo gidi Only should be process maize, not the constant. Ah! Say, she listens to me, kidney, almost one body more. Almost a baby food, me, food that bad. Guy, you that bad. Guy, you never move that bad. Mama, kidney, I need baby food. My boy, a big boy, I belong to you. What do you want you, guy? You mark for me. And look at me today. I'm baby food, don't you? No, they do not. I'm going shallow. Oyin ko giri no nje nisin omo yin boy mi sin e ma wo ma se o se de shot bo wa okay so sick to omo yin boy ma ri pe o ni disease kon la because every day ni on love check up my baby is this one is that and check for nje but simo lo charge ni family house na one last years omo anti mi ko omo yin bi ton gbe ni ile ti won ni Lekki ko expose sita o se bi omo ni omo bi 1 year ko expose sita o ti je won dasha o sha ma si kun gba o ma gbe omo aso si odo ona mo yin bayi o je gbe ina gilanda efin edu awo no nje ajepo o beta mi gidi omo to de ala ko ti o je yepe mama ni epile eku yepe o fin di amu je ni o kini yepe let me see ni wa epile ko je o je yepe Buying see on what is strong with the bank. Not a lot of custard or some tea. I let on consume him. So, this our food. Ah, conje on gelaso. Even on the fruit is yourself. Okay, do a missing. Koshebe, milk in jail, okro, illa, woman jailer, among you, the jailer. Illa me, illa, 4 days, 5 days. Ni o si lo lori gba ti won rita to ba fe je la kon la fresh la o je that's the nutrients not it has anything so we need to check our food and on je wa oni mini go e se go ni name speaker
thank you very much Ileoluwa Cypher and I really appreciate that wow that's good one ati gboro gole ni we've heard a lot so but now you know I'd like to mention 4 things and our mommy, I did care me, I did tell you, so please, you are the one going next because we have some questions that you are the only one that may be able to answer with everyone in the house. No? Mr. Michael Logedigbe, we are very happy to welcome you. Thank you for joining us today on AYP. Today, we are talking about the effect of colonialism on
African food culture. So that is what we're discussing. So now, with the highlights I want to give, I'll start with saying a member of a place of worship today, at midnight, she was very sick, and it happened to be food poisoning. It was not traced back to the bag of rice she just bought. In fact, I just went to her place this afternoon, and I came back. I was just so tired. I've not even rested today. So now, she said the bag of rice has been stored. At the end of the day, they realized that this thing has been stored for so long. We have to peg on in store. I don't know. It has been stored for far too long. At the end of the day, it is affecting the health of. She was sick. Our two sons were sick. Our husband, Our husband was sick, and everybody who ate the food with her was sick. She was not like, what did I put in the food? She was so sick that she was hospitalized, though. They are almost blood drunk on, man. I almost funny admittance, but God saved her child. She's okay now, at least better than she was. So now that is number one. Storing food for so long, I would like us to mention that. Is it okay? Can't we do something about it? Or is there a way around it? Or are we the one just stressing the matter? Maybe it's not just a big deal. And what's there? Like a story. Show about no story, shouldn't it? At least I'm just asking that question rhetorically, but if you can answer. So then number two, I would like us to go to the point whereby now in Africa, there was a time in Africa, I'm sure that we will have share echo. You see, I've been seeing echo in nylon and research, because I like reading go research. I know the first I use it to recognize. So now the thing is. I like reading about this, and I realize that research has made it obvious that when you cook things with nylon, all this nylon, if you cook something, it's passing through it with the food in it. If you absorb contents from the nylon, chemicals, it is carcinogenic, cancer, Levin Shiri. Now, I've seen more and more in nylon, echo, nylon, the biscuits you're eating, nylon, gala will be... Today, I did something very stupid. I'm just realizing that I did it, that it was so stupid because I told the boy, today I will get gala for me. I was like, you told bono, imofe. Though I wanted something else, you know, that feeling of, can you bono? So I'll feel and imagine it's fresh. Of course, that was just what I wanted to achieve. But I've forgotten that it was in the sun. Sun ray was gala. It will make it even more poisonous to my health. Most of these things were packed while they were still warm. Even if it was not packed while it was still warm, it has spent days in the nylon. Gala, nylon, biscuits, these things were eating after days upon days. We're consuming so much sugar upon sugar. Since our father didn't have problem with it, that is why they lived so long. They bury almost low anything because they eat more of this thing. Yeah, no, I can't afford a cookie. I'm a no cookie. Me lo lo and no. Only 1.7. Should we have palmini? Lori cookie, eloni, gari, kekon. You understand? So, but you see these people, they eat these things. At the end of the day, they are big and fat, but don't worry, they'll surely be sick. Like, if you now take the percentage of elderly people out of Africa, and I know most Africans can afford this, apart from the very rich ones or the very spoiled ones, or those people that are just addicted to it. If you now check the percentage of people outside Africa that are sick in respect to food, there are very many, over 70%, sometimes over 80%. You understand? So people are getting sick because of food. So that is another issue. This storage, cooking things with nylon that we didn't used to do. In fact, a research, a big daddy to me was telling me something some days ago. He was still the first person that made me eat this goat meat, bush meat. So he was telling me something that inyan toba fiewe wrap versus inyan tofi nylon wrap. The same time, at the end of the day, the one they use nylon for is already smelling spoiled, it's already getting spoiled. While the one in leaf is still there, apart from the fact that it will still absorb nutrients from the leaf, because you see that they selected the leaf properly, they don't just use any leaf for anything. It is well selected. So now let's go back to vegetables. Now, vegetables, now the only obey yesterday. TDH, we the tall, dark, and handsome of Judas Square from the first and only trade by Africa Radio, of course. We went out yesterday, and after having our show, redefining masculinity, after having our event, our program, and we talked a lot. So we decided to go and eat. Some people ate bread with beans, some people ate rice, some people ate what they chose. But I ate fufu, I know, I ate semo with eba. Because Mayumi. But one thing I don't want to mention is that at the end of the day, obe, tofumi lati je kini, was smaller. The stew, the soup provided was smaller in proportion to what I wanted to eat. And I was like, wow, wala lele yo. So, and that is a major issue before, according to what my father told me. Obe mako, eba mako, you know, in proportion, is either equal or the soup is more. Then some, they will mix different vegetables. Health, we are eating health. Everything we're eating is healthy, so you can't fall sick. Am I generally leaning? Am I generally leaning? Eja fresh. Washing eja ti wa lo yomi for days. Eja ti wa no freezer for weeks and months. You know, these things. But now the problem is, what can we now do about it? Because on African Youth Parliament, we don't just talk about the problems. We look for solutions too. So what can we do about it? Is it that, Abio, we're called Jenny. You see, that is very true, actually. Apart from, so now, buying gum at any simple thing, what they say, away from what they say, I go from away tea. I can't remember the last time I away tea, away lali that my parents used to make I go for me then. Away or somewhere, where? Don't go out now. But let's not go there now yet. So now, so the problem now is, what can we now do? My mom then, talk about you, Gure, she doesn't count it as a four. Gure is just an additional, like a commercial part. Talk about it's four mark of Gure. You know, Gure is not the because Gure goes everywhere. Lenkuliwa, Gurewa, Egbele, Gure, everywhere. Gure. What I live is everywhere around us. So it was not the main demand. Then they would go to the farm. My dad had the farm where we go Tamalo for. So, but now these days, not everybody has access to land where you can just plant and harvest. Not everybody has access to this fresh food. In fact, according to what I've heard, though, in you know, Europe, some European countries, having access to this African stuff, dishes, African is much more expensive. You know, at the end of the day, how will you get all these fresh stuffs? You know, and now the fruits they are even trying to propagate in Africa, they are bringing fight in a way. I mean, I believe that's been genetically devalued because they are trying to get seedless fruits, and we don't want that. We are trying to get things that will grow in 3 months instead of 6 months. But now, how can we escape this? What can we do? So, Ajoke Ade, please, I would like you to share what you have, your opinion on this matter of food. What do you think? And please let us know what you have in mind. Thank you very much. So we can call Mr. Michael and then Daddy Kerry. Thank you.
Okay, good day to everybody. Thank you for the question, only Tulip and African media. And this African Youth Parliament with a shake table, break table, and after it all, we fix it again. I would just say the journey to getting fed is going back to the basic. Why did colonialism affect our food? It began with the way we speak. It began with the way we reason, communicate with divinity. And we ended up eating like our God, in quotes. Intentionally, I went to look for the images of calabash because that was what our forefathers used to eat. And the beauty was that this same calabash our forefathers used to eat was the same calabash they used for divinity. Of course, it's not the one for home that they would take for sacrifices. And the same content that we eat at home is the same content that the Irumales request for sacrifices. So now let's think in retrospect. I'm a Christian. I am a Muslim. I am a Buddhist. I am anything. You will see that the element of food that we use for spiritual and religious rites, they are foreign in foreign religion. like bread. I don't know about bread on the continent of Africa until the infiltration of the white colonialism. So in our churches, we use bread for Holy Communion. Before bread, we used to have akara elepo. But now, akara elepo became the food of the witches and wizards. Akara elepo, that is the most nutritious meal, the most nutritious snack you can give to a child, became something that we cannot associate with. Do I blame the whites? No. Do I blame you for changing your religion, following your new religion? Of course not. But what I would ask is, why would we make our food to be diabolical? To the extent I was in class, like I'm going to class after this show now. So last week, Sunday, I was in a private class and they were talking about the fact that some people do not even take Eko again because it's a food associated with sacrifice. Ekuru is one food that I love so much. And I am wondering, but you cannot any sisi, our forefathers boil egg, put with Ekuru, put with Eko. Where I am going is we should begin to think of how to feed ourselves. If we keep with this colonial mentality, we would have issues. And I beg your pardon. Some people were saying they drank garri as a baby. It's not good. Why not give your child ogi? Like in my house, I have ogi. And I will tell you that the ogi we take in my house is just like the ones that our forefathers used to take. Let me explain a bit. Our forefathers don't sieve pap. So the pap in my house, I don't sieve it. We'll grind it. Instead of you grinding yours maybe like three times, the one we would use in my house, we'll grind it like six times. Then we ferment it. You pour water, you ferment it, and you leave it for 3 days. It will settle. If you do not pour water and stir it, it will like omaru, it will rise, and there will be increased activity of bacteria. But you grind it, you pour, you know, room temperature water, then stir it, tebati ropapo, let it settle, it's cool. Now there will be grit, you know, these roughages that will clear your bowel. In my house, we take it every day. In fact, that's the only breakfast my husband would take with us because I still take cornflakes, I still take oats, I still take oyibo food. I will not, but my husband will only take that pap anytime I cook it. And I'm going to see this cocoa powder, chocolate has loads of sugar, but we have our own cocoa powder. And I've always been giving out the local cocoa powder full of antioxidants. It is so bitter, man. I mix it with every cereal we take in my house. My son, in my house, no cube of sugar. In my own household, okay? No cube of sugar. And I have a child, and I've been nursing my child. No cube of sugar. If you see my son take sugar, that means somebody came to our house that is addicted to sugar. And I don't want my son to be like, oh, but sugar? Okay, just take sugar. But cocoa powder with pap, well-fermented pap, and no sugar. We put, you know, milk made, well-made milk. We take it. Glory be to Almighty Olodumare. That is it. So now, I am just saying we should begin to see our food as our medicine. Like this ephemery, I have one plant, just one plant. And every morning, I take three leaves. Once the plant wakes, I pluck three leaves and eat. So once in a week, I give my son one leaf to eat. So that somebody will say, oh, Omoni Jedi, I don't know about that. I've never given my child anything about Jedi because the what we call it now, the diet. And when you see some children, they will be so big, so giant, but let them just fall sick with a bit of malaria. The Oma Joa, that is the effect of diet. So now we should begin to look at our food critically. Critically. When my son was clocked 9 months, I began a recipe. Soybean, guinea corn, granite, a bit of granite because of the jedi factor, atta ijosi, ejagbigbe. I will pick all these things. I do it twice in a year. Ground, dried, yes, not even wara soya. The soy itself with back with everything. I will fry everything, sun dry, wash, sun dry, pick out the grains, sun dry, roast, either with my oven or with the pot if there's no electricity then. You know, and I will go ground. That's what I gave my son. I could still buy naan because I use naan all through. I bought naan. I did not do exclusive. So I had naan. But when my son eats that, you will be thinking that it's omolegelege, only for you to carry me. Because what he's eating is completely balanced. So a child that is given such will definitely be different from a child you just give golden mon and other cereal. What I am saying is, it is not poverty. It is not poverty when you give your child ogi. I just did a research now and I got a way to overcome the grit that is in the pap. So after I make the pap, I do research a lot and I experiment in my house. So after you get the pap, to about is set to totally solidify. Just pack it, put it in the freezer for like maybe 2 weeks. Bring it out again, pour water, let it defrost. Cook it. You will not even feel any grit in it because the texturization, don't mind me, Oyinbo, the act of you putting it inside the refrigerator or the freezer, or to texturize the bag. But you still have the roughages in your food and you still have the right nutrients. What I'm saying is, let us not be rigid. Let us look for a way to balance it. Our forefathers have done well. They did well with akara, did well with epirie, we do. So we, this generation, what would we do? The solution is we should start thinking outside the box. Some of us, once we see anything packaged, we just eat it. They are full of sugar. Sugar is number one carcinogenic. Sugar is number one. See, yes, we have ogiri. Ogiri, even this soy, soya bean, you can also make iru soya. Like I've never bought seasoning in about 2 years. Before I got married to my husband about 6 years plus, I don't eat seasoning. But I got married to somebody with a sweet tooth. You know, I now began to wean him off seasoning. So like in about 2 years now, we've not bought a cube of seasoning in my house. And people who eat what I've cooked, when you cook with natural recipe, why do you need seasoning? I don't need it. Fresh tomato, fresh onions, fresh vegetable, fresh meat. I don't eat beef. I eat mutton, fresh. I eat, you know, eron igbe. They can be expensive, but if you check the nutritional value, they are better. African foods also abroad. If you are also there, I know some of my in-laws that they go buy a way to everything. There's nothing you are looking for anywhere in the world. In as much as an African is there, you will see our own local food. They can be quite expensive though. Quite expensive. So we should begin to think of our food as our medicine. Your food shall be your medicine. So if we see it that way, we'll live healthier, stronger, and more agile. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. I really appreciate that. And that is very good. But this also leaves me with the question, you know, should we encourage, according to history, there was nothing like this vegetable, I said vegetable.
Can I quickly say something before you go to the next?
Oh, okay, thank you. No problem. Oh, you can go ahead. I'm be the next one.
Good evening, everyone. I want to put in my contribution, though. My contribution is, yes, we are happy, but we need to realize that civilization has brought so many things. In as much as I agree with Sister Ajokade, it's easier to say it. Not everyone has that chance. Not everyone is able to. Me as a person, I think you know a little bit about me. I eat a lot of herbs. If you see me in the morning, but if you see what I eat in the morning, you'll be surprised. Me as a person, me, every morning I must take everything has been blended though, but I have to take a glass of zobo with, I don't know how to call it. I eat a neem leaf, is a way dogoyaro. I eat fenugreek, black seed oil, black seed powder. Everything you call seed, away, I eat it every morning. That is me. Sister Jotun said some of our foods has been stigmatized. That is if you allow people to stigmatize the food for you. In as much as they see akara elepo as talo ti lo si bi egbe ajeri to mo pa akara elepo no nje nbe. I don't understand. Why did you say awon ajeri lo nje akara elepo? I make akara elepo. I make ekuru in my house. I make any food. Thank God my children can eat everything. Three of my kids, Ogi, is their best food. But ever since I started growing up, Sister Joke, I don't know. When my grandmother and my mother was growing up, when we were growing up, I got to realize that the Ogi that you said they don't see. Right from the age of my grandmother, they used to say Ogi. So I don't know whether there is another set of people that don't see Ogi. But for my own section, I know we see Ogi. Even though they will see it, but they will still leave it in the plastic to ferment. Then they use the omidrum to make the Ogi. But you have to see it. Those things, those shafts you are calling that is good for the body. There are some things, you know, the way they brought up our forefathers are not the same way. We are not the same breed. So don't let us be taking the risk as if we are the same thing like our forefathers. No, we are not the same breed. The air that is blowing now is different from the air that was blowing in the ages of our forefathers. We need to be very, very, very careful. As much as you are very, very local, as much as you are very, very natural, when you have headache, you still go to hospital, don't you? Yes, you go. And they give you medication. You might not use it, but you take injection. That is still part of going with the new. So there are some, we have to be very careful not condemning. And you know, we cannot blame the youth of these days. We cannot blame the children growing up these days with all these ideas of not every household know what is proper to eat. So they have to eat what they are taught to eat. So I won't condemn any food in as much as eating sugar itself is not that bad. Don't eat ajedrini oda. Don't eat too much. Sometimes you need sugar in your bloodstream. Sometimes you need sugar in your bloodstream. I don't take sugar. I eat honey. Sometimes I eat sugar. Sometimes I feel so weak when I have low sugar in my system. So we cannot condemn everything. Like I said, the generation we have now is different from the generation we had then. So we cannot say some food are bad, some food are good. No, every food is good. We might want to go local. Everything about this age we are in is different. We all know that. Chocolate is made out of cocoa, isn't it? So why would we say chocolate is bad when it is made out of cocoa? So I will say, as far as I am concerned, I like Ogi. I gave Ogi to all my children when they were growing up. They might not drink it. I gave Ogi to them. One thing I won't give my children is custard. It's not good for the bone. And it's not good for the bone. Custard. Children of these days will tell you they will prefer custard than taking Ogi. Ogi is better. Ogi is better if you add the necessary the good nutrients into it. Sometimes Ogi is fatty. So we need to be careful. Ogi is very, very fatty. Go and check it. And it's not good for your system. So I would say some food are good. And if you are in this part of the world and you say you are waiting to eat everything natural, then you are ready to suffer, because not every time we see all these things you are calling Ewedu. Before we started seeing fresh Ewedu, hey, it took years. Not until now that they are able to bring them. Before, you can't bring all those things in and you don't get it.
It's just the fact that we have lost some things and we need to go back to them. If our forefathers had a certain food, if they are good, we should check them out. If we feel they are bad, then we can jettison them. But the issue of pap with rough edges, even like moi moi with the rough edges are still good medically, dietary wise, because of the fiber content. But anything you eat, the moment you take it in excess, that's when you have issues. The chocolate, once they add sugar, the cookies, once they add excess sugar, sugar is a preservative on its own. So the excess sugar is the problem. We have yam, sugar, rice, sugar, bread, sugar. That's the end product of all this food. Even the tea, the cocoa, the medicine signs. Most times when people see signs, they see them as maybe like running at parallel with the traditional medicine. No, they also have a confluence point. And if you see all this chalk, like the paracetamol, the flagyl, they also have their basis from herbs. Most times around us. But it's because, you know, they patent it. We don't know. We don't really care. We've not researched into it. So going to the white man hospital is good. White man's hospital, I use it in quote because of the orthodox medicine. But this generation of Africans needs to find the equilibrium between the orthodox and the traditional, because our forefathers had it better before the orthodox came. And we will move forward by thinking forward. We have so many things wrong with our system now. Even our health is depleting. Before, we don't die until we are over 100. Now, if you are lucky to live up to 70, they will even do at the mama really. So like, we are dying slowly because of what we eat. So we must be conscious so that we will not end up dying. I just wanted to clarify that it's okay you eat, but let's eat healthy no matter what time. Maybe we'll say the alternative for gone. The alternative for gone per time should be that which serve your purpose and also give you nutrition.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. I think we're clear on that. And moving forward now, you know, it's always a wonder that to me, do our parents, it's true, the age was different. The age was different. The age is even, in fact, different. Then, those days, there was no generator everywhere, the cars, you know, the way everything is messed up now. But now, everything is just messed up. Fuel everywhere, pollution everywhere, air pollution. You can barely breathe good, clean oxygen. You know, unless you go to all this in Woke, that is where you can see trees and forests. And then they're not consuming unje. You know, even me now, I'm sitting in my house now. What I've been thinking, what do I eat? Somebody to say obe egusi, obe efo, obe ata, kwa ata matu se ila, ati ewedu, oton, that's five. Five obe, ni kon mwan se. My rice, we eat beans.
Bread.
Gari, bread, you know, that kind of thing. I just know it's not enough. And yam, potato once in a while. You know, it's not just enough. Ankadema Jakara. Okay, Ajokade, please, you had to stay up. Is that before or now? I
No,
just wanted to
it's okay, it's before.
Okay, all right. Thank you. So, Mr. Michael Genegbe, are you still in the house so you can tell us something?
Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I greet my mom, our mother in the house, and our sister and our brother in the house for their very contribution concerning the discussion of today about the food colonialism. I'm not going to say much concerning that today because most sisters and mother have already said much. They've already said a lot of things and they've already analyzed some stuff to us concerning how the Yoruba prepare their own food, how the Africans prepare their own food. Well, I'm just going to thank Eledumare, you know. Eledumare have seen us finish and give us a lot of opportunity and a lot of things in our land for us to be progressed and for us to use for our health and everything we need in life. The Eledumare have done a lot for we Yorubas. Let's talk about our food, as we said earlier. Concerning our food, none of our food that we are using that is not medicine. All our food are medicine. If we talk about Obi, Orodo, Ewedu, Efo, there's one vegetable again. I forget it. Olu, Abi, Olu or something. Shapa. All those things. All these things are medicine. In our old fathers, they've been eating it. They have been strong. Most of them are strong. We'll be seeing most of them 120, 150, one something. One. But now, can we see maybe 120 nowadays? Can we see 110, even 110? Let's say 110 nowadays. We can't. Due to the junk food you have been eating, because we don't value our own food, we don't value our own things. We went outside the copy. We call it civilization. We went other country to bring that food in. We call it civilization. And those countries you are not taking no copy from them. They still believe in their own things. They see all their own food there. They call it street food. You enter that street, you see it, you eat anyhow you like. But in our own Africa here, as in Nigeria, it's always different. Difficult. If you enter the code there, can you see local food there? Before you see, you won't even see until you enter some joints because you don't value ourselves. As Ajokiade says, Sister Ajokiade, he said in olden days they don't use season or they use iru, and there's one thing they call giri. I didn't know, is it Giri or something? I didn't know, maybe I pronounced it way. Which they used to use to represent the season. And immediately you eat the food, you know, you'll be strong enough and you'll be energized. You energize you. You are going to strong to do anything. You can see some of our father in olden days in the farm, 6 hours, cleaning bush without no even rest. Strong work. Without no using any drug. But nowadays, before you see us taking some doing some little strong thing, you have to take a energy drinks, I have to take Enlangi before I can do the war, or I have to take Tramadol, I have to take this crown before I can do the war. In old days, it's not like that. Because our forefathers eat proteins, they eat fresh. We don't value all those things. We copy Western region. I have to behave like a Western region. I have to be like a boss. There's one thing they call nowadays. I'll forget the name of this thing. But they sell it everywhere in the street now. I forget no more of those things. Og dog, they call it og dog, og dignicon, og kinicon. All those things is not our own, and it's not even good for body. The process of it is not good enough. And those things you see our youth right now eating, isn't to post on social media. I'm eating hot dog, I'm eating this one, I'm eating burger, I'm eating this. All these things are food that is not even good for us. If you went to hospital to complain, or even to even give you more analysis about all those food, they'll even condemn it for you. But we used don't know that. We Africa, we don't know that. Because the white people have come to colonize us, so everything about them, you have to adopt it. Or you have to be behaving like a white people. So you don't have to behave like a black man. You don't have to behave like a Yoruba man. You don't have to do like an African man, which is very bad. We just need to know who you are as an African, as a Yoruba man, to embrace yourself, know what your forefather have been doing, to know your heritage, to know everything about you, to know the food African people eat. I didn't know if someone can just remind me, I forget the name of the vegetable, as an Ijesha, in Osun State, the food they eat in Osun State and Ekiti, they call it Olu or something. They used to do a fall with pandan yam. It's been long I eat those food when I was in a kid then.
No, it's Olu, it's mushroom. Mushroom, it's Olu. I still ate it yesterday, Master. Me and my children ate it yesterday, so it's everywhere. You choose.
It's not everywhere.
It is everywhere, Bro Michael. Bro Michael, maybe you are not going to the market. Olu is everywhere now because it's very popular now.
In Lagos, I don't see me. We can get in Lagos anyhow like that.
Is Bro Michael, go to the market yourself. You'll see it everywhere. Olu is everywhere.
So all those things, I remember then. Even if you want to eat yam, there's one guy in here we are going to use. We are going to use to cook the yam. After using it to cook the yam, there's a way they will do the process. All those things is going to give enough energy, that one, enough
bro,
stress.
Michael, that one is aubergine or garden egg. Yes, it's still in the market. Aubergine is plenty in the market.
But are we doing it? Are we doing it?
Yes, I am. They are doing so. Did you go? Bro, Michael, people, don't let us. They are eating it everywhere.
It's only yours, you know. It's only yours, you know. I'm in Lagos.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, Bro Michael? I want to tell you something. That when I was growing up, I used to have one auntie in famous Pagu. And we went to their house. I don't know that you use aubergine to make yam stew. So I went to their house. That Sunday, their grandmother used aubergine to make stew for yam. And I so much loved it. Since then, I've been using aubergine to make rice stew, yam stew, everything. And anytime I come to Lagos, I want to make it for my daughter. So they still make it. They still use garden egg to make stew. It's because you are not within that axis that people eat it. The Igbos still eat it very well. So maybe you should try and be going to the market yourself. Go and satisfy your urge. Don't leave everything for your wife to do. When you get to the market, when you spend more than what you are located, then you know it's not easy to shop so that you can increase your wife's allowance.
Thank you so much, ma, for that. I won't lie to you. It's been longer. All the things you just mentioned, it's been longer. I ate it like almost like 20 or 20-something years ago back. So even presently, I even find it difficult to even sit around me. So all those things, we need to go back for all those things and look for it and know be eating all those things to let people know that African food is good enough for us to eat. So I won't say much concerning that. So that's a little bit I just want to contribute to it and thank our mother that even bring it up that there is still those food in town. So I think I have to go and look for it too, as she said. So thank you so much for allowing me to just express myself, not talk my opinion. No, thank you so much to this way.
So we appreciate, and this is Dudu's Way, the person, only truly in African media. We are on course to checkmating ourselves and making ourselves know better when it comes to our diet as Africans. We appreciate everybody who's been on board today. Don't forget, the whites, they have done well with their diet. We Africans, we need to also take the step higher. We need to process our food. I look forward to the time we'll be sending protein snack bars. We have them in abundance on the continent of Africa, like the kuli kuli that is being made in another part of Nigeria. Kuli kuli is one snack that I can't get tired of. I look forward to the time we'll be packaging them, and they will be as famous as the biscuits, as the cookies, as the chocolate bar. I look forward to the time we'll make our own chocolate that will not be with sugar, probably be with honey. I look forward to the time that we would be proud of our ekuru akara. In fact, there is one Ghanaian food that I love so much. If I have eaten it this week, all this food, look forward to the time we would make them popular brand that will be sold globally. Make them standing tall and strong. I see Mommy Adekemi's hand up. So yeah, you make
one. Okay, I just want to bust your bubbles. All this food you are mentioning, do you know that in recent Owambe, if you go to any exclusive Owambe, if you don't see Kulin Kuli, Donkwa, and all that as some, what do you call, small chops, then that party is not real. So it's now becoming famous. In the shops of abroad now, you will see Kulin Kuli in their shop. You will see, what is this? Coconuts. Candy. You will see Kokoro packed very well. So we need to get out and see that things are changing. That is the way it started. All these little things that we don't count to be something in our generation are coming up gradually. Every party now you go, you will see all this food you are mentioning. Even those ejawewe, tamanjelaye atijo, want to serve any party. I remember when I came to Nigeria for my daughter's wedding. We did all this gari, a day, and everything. There is, at least you know now, in party, there is a mala spot. They are encouraging all our food with good ewedu, iru, everything inside. So I think we are growing higher, we are getting better when it comes to natural or good nutritional foods. Nigerians are getting, African generally, we are getting better. So watch out for Kulin Kuli, everything in parties now. Don't qua. It's always there. It's there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's one party goer that is telling you now that if there's any party where you enter, where we say you no see African snacks, they know that they are not yet there. Their Owambe is not complete. It's great. It's cool. In fact, there was a party that Calabash, the African Calabash, was used to serve food. So just imagine, you go to a party, when you see the Calabash, the Awoso being used to serve your food, please. It might not really, really believe, you might not need to say Awoso be lie, Mina Shetani Rajim, You might not really, really need to say the blood of Jesus. It is just that we are going back home to promote our culture, to bring out that which is best. Yes, it is high time we've done all this and this generation. So instead of looking forward to becoming a seamstress, we can actually be kuli-kuli exporter, because right now the foreigners are coming to our land. Over the week, we saw somebody, a Chinese, who is now doing adire in Yoruba land as full-time business. And the children of the people who own this, they were now working on that. So we should begin to think, build business around our own cultural heritage. Will it be easy? Of course not. And this is why we would plead with everybody, you have the means, you can support a project to raise the bar. I still look forward to the time when we will move to the Eskimos land and we will meet Kuli Kuli Dog. Akaragomosho is a snack that you can take to the space and it will not get spoiled because of the way it's being made. I know Saifa, we know Akaragomosho, so hard, so crunchy. So okay, cool. Yes, and it's made from beans. The day I got to know it's made from a wire, I was like, wow. And I wrote Gumosh, I need new nuere. So we look forward to more of this. We can do it. So cool. When I was growing up, my grandmother used to bring, late grandmother used to bring what we call agidi. Those of us from Iluoke, the Ekiti, and the rest, my grandmother would be on the, because once she leaves the village, she will branch all the, you know, grand, all the children's houses, and she will bring agidi. So for like 1 week before she gets to our house, our own agidi is still fresh. Nothing is wrong with it. And then she will bring this walnut. She was the one that made me to love eating walnuts. Before I now got to know that walnut is good for the heart. And then there's a way when you eat walnut, if you drink water on it, that bitter taste. But you see, you'll get to a level that you'll be used to eating walnut and your taste bud will adjust. Right now, I eat walnut 100% and I will drink water and I would not feel anyhow because the taste bud is adjusting. I am not saying you should wake up today and take it up. I used to be the one that eats noodles 24/7. I mean, just about 10 years ago, I used to be the one that takes so many things. In fact, now I can't still eat garri. But at a point, I took my food, began to research one step at a time, one day at a time, and here we are today. And when motherhood knocks my door, I said I would have my son like this afternoon. For the first time, because of what we'll be doing, I made amala ilafun for my son with ilalasepo with so many vegetable, crayfish, the fish. I just did that because when I'm going out,
you have like spoiled the lafun. You have spoiled the lafun. Why would you put ilalasepo or lafun?
I don't
you
know.
You have spoiled the lafun.
So what should I have added? No, teach me. We learn every day.
No, when you are eating lafun, you use ewedu and gbegiri.
Oh, wow. Yes. Amala ibadan yen.
Yes, that is lafun. Yes. So not
don't have that. I don't have that. I only have okra.
So and you know, the best is okueko.
Fish. Ejaudu. Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't say ejaudu. I said Titus fish. Moyo with a wedu.
What's it do? Somebody is salivating. Damai, you are in soup tonight. So let's invite my honorable speaker to round up for us.
Thank you very much. In fact, I've learned a lot about food, more than I even read. I guess talking about food with people who actually cook and eat food is better than even reading about food. I really appreciate this. I had a wonderful time. Mommy Adekemi, Mommy Ajoka Adi. Malosi,
I'll go and cuckoo today. Okay, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed this class. I can't even wait to tour many places to even taste their own indigenous soup. I think there's so much, like there are very many dishes in Africa, Luto, and I need to taste everything before I go. Before I go and come back.
So when, me, Dama, I really when I call this
day today.
On me. I said, don't worry. On me, I'm a good chef. A solid chef. I'll cook for you and you will see. Maybe you ate my food, Papa.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't forget. I still taste it. I still dream about it.
That didn't mean so cool.
So it's a wonderful experience. It was an experience. You know, when you eat food and you were experiencing something. Well, I love that. So I want to use this opportunity to appreciate you once again for joining this show, Mommy Adekeme, Mommy Ajoke Ade, Mr. Mike Ogedengbe, Ilerilua Saifa, and our very own Ojo Oyinlola. I thank everybody who is listening to us right now live on Dudu Spray Media House. Dudu Spray is the first and only truly Pan-African radio. We promote Africa and we want Africa to shine too. Africa is good. Africa is beautiful. And the world deserves to know. Oh, okay. I think Ajoke Ade is up. Is it?
Yeah, a good one. I just wonder why we are so competitive with our food in Africa. You will see, like, I don't know why. Maybe we should check that out. If you see a lady cook, another one talk about food, there's always like, even if it's a man versus man, there's always a way that it's somebody must say to me, like, there's a way, and I kudos to the lady that won the Guinness Book of Record, you know, hours of cooking. Mm-hmm. Being an African is also, you know, a plus to us. So that's what I just want to say.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, very good. Well, we congratulate her, Basi. We congratulate her. We're very happy for her. And yes, it's true. The competition, I think, is just in the blood. You know, the creativity. They say, give two women two, like, equal amounts of ingredients, the same. Their soup will never taste equally the same way. I don't know why. Omani or Washibi, what you have to. I don't know why, but I am sure the mothers understand. Give any two people the same ingredient. In fact, jollof rice for party is different from jollof rice oku. It's different from jollof rice ikomo. It's different from jollof rice yawo wedding. It tastes differently. Even, you understand, even the oku of one person here and the oku of another person, they cook the same jollof rice, the same ingredient. I don't know if... but we just know that is Africa. Africa is just big. We're just diverse, and I guess that. Yes, I love food. That's what I'm here for. That's the only thing I can take away. You know, what you eat is what stays with you. You are what you eat. It is what builds your body. If you eat good food, you'll be fresh and healthy like Damai. So I really appreciate everybody who has been here. Your presence, your input is so wonderful, and we love it. So. Once again, everybody who is watching us right now on YouTube, we say a very big thank you to our wonderful panelists. We say a very big thank you. Please do have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your dishes. Cook something different. Enjoy African meals and enjoy life. And yeah, you can send the pictures to do the spray. It will be so wonderful. Mommy Adekemi gives us lots of that. So you can just take the picture. We'll share it online to show the world that Africa is cooking something wonderful. I am your honorable host, Damai.
Sure,
that's wonderful.